Chapter 5, Abraham. In the previous chapter, we told you about Noah and his sons being saved in the ark from the great flood. One of Noah's sons was named Shem, and you will find a list of Shem's sons and grandsons in the 11th chapter of Genesis, until you come down to Abram, about whom we want to tell you. Abram lived with his father Terah in the city of Ur, which was not far from Babylon. Ur was quite an important city in those days, and the ruins of it have been discovered and show that they used to live in quite good houses built of bricks. The children's schools have also been found, and in them the spelling and arithmetic books which they used. Fancy finding these books nearly 4,000 years old. But they are not like your books, nor would you be able to read or understand them, because they are written in curious letters on pieces of clay, as there were no such things as paper and ink in those days. The temples have also been found, where the people used to worship their idols, for they had lost the knowledge of the true God and had turned to idols made with their own hands. But God had a favor to Abram and would bring him out from this wicked idolatry. So God called him out from that land to another land, which he would show him and give his sons to live in. God also promised to bless Abram and his sons and make them into a great nation. Now Abram was obedient to this command of God and departed out of Ur and came into the land of Canaan. This was because he had faith to believe that God would bless him as he had said. So we are told that it was by faith that Abram obeyed God and went out from Ur, not knowing where he was going, but he believed that God would guide him to the right country, and this was the land of Canaan. When he came there, Abram no longer worshipped his idols, but he built an altar on which he offered up sacrifices to God and worshipped the true God of heaven. God also appeared to him and spoke to him, telling him again that he would give that land to his children. Abram also called upon the name of the Lord, which means that he prayed to God, asking that he would be with him and fulfill the promises which he had spoken to him. The sacrifices which Abram offered also showed that he knew his need of the great sacrifice which Jesus Christ would make in days to come to put away his sins. But although Abram worshipped God and prayed to him, he was not free from troubles, for there came a great famine in the land of Canaan. Because he had no food to eat, Abram went down into Egypt to live there until the famine was over. But in Egypt, he fell into a snare. He was afraid that the Egyptians would kill him and take his wife Sarai, who was fair and beautiful. So he asked his wife to tell them that she was his sister. But this only brought him into trouble, because Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, took Sarai for himself, which shows us that the best and safest way is always to tell the truth. When the famine was over, Abram returned into the land of Canaan, to the place where he had built the altar, and there he continued to call on the name of the Lord. But although God had promised him a son, he still had no children, and yet Abram had faith to believe that God would be faithful to his promise and was able to perform it. So he waited for the Lord to bring it to pass. Then Ishmael was born, but that was not the son that God had meant should have the land of Canaan. And so Abram still waited longer until Isaac was born. By this time, Abram's name had been changed by God to Abraham, which means father of a great multitude. And Sarai's name was changed to Sarah, which means princess. So they had joy in their old age, and their promised son Isaac grew up to be a comfort to them. That is all that we shall tell you about Abram now, and we will give you some text to find. Genesis chapter 12 will tell you about Abraham leaving his own country and going to Canaan, and then down into Egypt. Genesis chapter 17, verses 5 and 15 show us the new names of Abraham and Sarah. Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 to 8 tell us of the birth of Isaac. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 shows that Abraham obeyed the command of God by faith. Romans chapter 4, verse 11 shows that Abraham is the father of all them that believe in Jesus.